From WBHM News, I'm Janae Pierre. With medical marijuana now legal in Alabama, some farmers are eager to get plants in the ground. But licenses to grow marijuana won't be available until September 2022. That means it wouldn't be in patients' hands until 2023. The Alabama Medical Cannabis Commission wants to move up licensing so farmers can plant seeds earlier. WBHM's Eva Tesfaye reports.
Charlie DeSalle is a hemp farmer in Etowah County. He grows some of his hemp in a greenhouse, and he's excited to offer a virtual look.
First year of the greenhouse, it's looking kind of dirty right now.
DeSalle started Dry Creek Hemp 3 years ago and is planning on applying for a medical marijuana license.
With marijuana, they usually want you to grow it in a clean environment, and this is not clean, so they would, you know, frown upon how the state of this greenhouse is. We would have a lot of upgrades to do.
Hemp and marijuana are two types of the same plant. Cannabis, but marijuana has a higher concentration of THC, the chemical that gets you high. But since they're basically the same plant, farmers who will be growing marijuana will probably be the ones who are currently growing hemp, like DeSalle.
Well, we're excited, but we're not getting too excited. We're just keeping our eyes on the road in front of us and just focusing on hemp at the moment. But we are ready. We could throw these hemp plants out and swap them out in a heartbeat.
Caitlin Kessheimer says there are benefits to issuing licenses earlier. She's a researcher at Auburn University, where her team also grows and studies hemp.
The earlier we start, the more we can figure out best management practices to have a successful crop.
She says that because Alabama legalized medical marijuana much later than other states, farmers have missed out on learning the best practices for the state's climate.
It's hot, it's humid, we got a long growing season, so things do thrive, but we need to find the right mix of genetics.
The state will probably require that medical marijuana is grown in a greenhouse. This is to keep it clean, because it will be for medical use. It's also to lock it down so people don't steal it. In fact, both DeSalle and Kessheimer already have problems with stolen hemp.
They'll try to smoke it, but it doesn't have enough THC, so they're not going to get that psychoactive feeling they're looking for.
Kessheimer is also eager to get her hands on a license earlier and start growing medical marijuana for research. That way, she'll be able to answer questions from farmers and help them put out their best crop.
I wanted to show you this.
John Hageman is another hemp farmer in Anniston planning to grow marijuana. He's not worried about challenges with growing. In his greenhouse, everything is controlled and automated, even the amount of water the plants get.
That's
a mister's, yeah. So this is all computer. So we have computer models, and the computer's always sensing what the plants need. It might turn on, it might not. Depends if the sun comes out, the shade might close.
And he doesn't want licenses to be issued faster.
By speeding up the timeline, it's not going to get us anywhere but create a disaster. Let's do it right the first time.
He worries that the medical marijuana law could be renegotiated. He's particularly concerned that the section that only allows Alabama residents to grow the plant could change to include entities outside of the state.
I hope that's not going to happen. I mean, I would be opposed to that because I want this to benefit the farmers of Alabama and the patients of Alabama.
That's Dr. Steve Stokes, an oncologist and the chairman of the Alabama Medical Cannabis Commission. He does want the licenses out faster, and even though that would require a change to the law, he's optimistic the commission can speed up the timeline without affecting other parts of the measure.
They just didn't think that our commission would move as fast as we've moved. We've gotten organized. We've selected a director.
Proponents of quicker licensing hoped it could be brought up during this week's special session on prisons. That didn't happen. So they'll likely have to wait until next year until any changes could be made. Eva Tesfaye, WBHM.